Maine Senator Angus King spent part of the weekend on the Texas border with Mexico. King, an independent, joined a group of about a dozen Senate Democrats who traveled to McAllen, Texas, for a firsthand look at conditions in holding facilities for asylum seekers. He spoke with Maine Public's Mel Leary.
King says that based on what he saw during his visit, there have been improvements at the holding facilities run by the U.S. Border Patrol. They are air-conditioned, have adequate food and water supplies, and he says administrators are no longer busing residents to a separate facility for showers. But King says workers at some of the nonprofits that are helping to house refugees say a change in federal policy, which is sending some back into Mexico for a few days, is making things worse.
They're given a number and sent back across the border into Mexico. And say, you know, come back when your number is called or 2 or 3 days from now or whenever. And the problem is there are really no protections on the Mexican side. The gangs are still there, the traffickers, the sex traffickers.
King says with that new policy, the Trump administration is making a mockery of the law designed to allow people being persecuted in their home nations to seek refuge in the United States.
In effect, they've repealed the asylum law, or they've certainly significantly diminished it. And that's a real problem. I suspect that will be challenged in court.
Gig says he was impressed by the shelter operations run by Catholic Charities, where he says he ran into a college student from Presque Isle that had come to volunteer. The center handles asylum seekers who have cleared their immigration hurdles and are getting ready to go and live with a sponsor somewhere in the country. King says he made notes about the diversity of services offered at that center and plans to send the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security a list of relatively low-cost steps the federal government could take to improve conditions in federal facilities. He says the Trump administration has to focus on long-term solutions to the problems facing Central America, not just the immediate situation on the U.S. border.
As long as you have the government not being able to control the gangs, the cartels, you're going to have people trying to knock on our door.
King says until the lives of people in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala are stabilized, they will continue to seek sanctuary in the United States. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.